Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
Charlie Neff here.
Courtney here.
Charles here. We are going to start with one of the most brutal things I have seen this year, and maybe in memory, actually. It is so awful.
As long as we've been doing TMZ, this is, and keep in mind, everyone knows, you know, we did the Ray Rice, broke the Ray Rice story. This story, another, this is an ex-NFL player, Zach Stacy, and what he did to the mother of his child is...
It's unbelievable.
Despicable.
Unbelievable.
Despicable, horrific, terrible,
so we're
criminal.
If you're listening to this, you're going to hear some of the audio. This is one where if you want to see the sheer brutality of it, and there's a reason why seeing it is important, which we'll get into in a minute. But if you want to see it, you can go to TMZ.com. You can go to you watch this on YouTube. But He went to the home of his ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child, and the child, by the way, 5 months old, sitting on the sofa, watching this whole thing unfold, and he goes off because he thinks that she had some kind of a thing with their money manager.
Financial advisor. Right.
Yeah. Listen to this.
I did. Listen. Things are way different now. Oh! Back.
You think that was okay? He brutalized her.
He like threw her into a TV.
He threw her so hard that the TV fell on her.
And she's like down cowering on the floor saying, please stop. And you see him like
He's menacing over her.
Yeah.
And he wants her to be scared. He's trying to intimidate her. And what's even more terrifying is that at one point he walks over to where the kid is sitting on the couch and he tries to like rip something off the couch and you get so nervous for this
that
child.
You felt like he might attack the child.
Yeah, because you have
no
idea.
And the kid's just screaming, crying.
Because he has to just be enraged that he's not even a... It's horrific to watch.
But the thing, and we're going to get into why this was released, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but he walks out of the house finally so nonchalantly. It's like, I've done this before.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, and she said that, by the way.
Yeah,
that
this is not the first. There was a history
of
abuse.
We should explain why she wanted us to put this out.
So this happened last weekend. She filed a restraining order on Monday. And
tried to get the police involved.
Yes. Tried to get the police involved. And mind you, she says in this restraining order that there have been other incidents and that she has called the police. She has felt like she's not getting the proper response from the police, that the police are not serious about trying to get Zach, trying to bring charges against him. Obviously, he has not, up to this point, had not been arrested. And she wanted this video out. She wanted to put the pressure on the police because she understood the power of the media, that once this video was out, that people would be obviously outraged and that they would demand. And I got to say, the second I saw this video, and Mike Babcock, who runs TMZ Sports, got this video and sent it last night, and I saw it, and the first thing I said to him is he not arrested yet? And
yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy,
yeah.
When
crazy
you see
that he
was because the evidence is so clear.
Brutal. It's hard to describe the brutality
and
the force.
I have to say, for her, brilliant, because she's absolutely right.
And it
that
worked.
Is exactly.
And the police came out and now they've issued an arrest warrant.
They're an arrest warrant
but
for him.
But he's on the run.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't.
We should say
him.
That she called the police immediately on the weekend when this happened. The police responded. And she did say they did respond fairly quickly, like with less than 5 minutes, they were at the house.
And he was already gone.
Zach had already left. And at this point, they think that he is out of the state. This happened in Florida, in Orange County. And they believe that he is out of the state, but they have issued this arrest warrant and charged him with aggravated assault aggravated battery,
I got to tell you, this is almost attempted murder to me.
It plays like it. I'm telling you, honestly.
I mean, but for the grace of God, she'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of abuse victims too. They fear to leave, or they fear to take any kind of action because, you know, they're scared for their lives, and that's why a lot of abuse victims stay in the relationship, is because they feel like there's no way out. So,
well,
the fact
especially
that she,
when you have a kid, yeah.
Right? Right. And the fact that she went and like did something about it, got a restraining order, is bringing this attention. to bring this to the public's attention is like good on her, like very brave.
We should also mention that we posted this Friday morning, TMZ Sports got some photos that she says are that show her injuries, bruises.
They're all up and down her legs. It's so much.
Yeah, and that's another sign of abuse.
By the way, these are from previous attacks.
But what's like almost a miracle here is that she wasn't seriously hurt. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because the size of Zach Stacy, he is a big man. And he, the way that he tosses her across the room.
Like a ragdoll.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's so violent. And, you know, we should really reinforce this. He is no longer with the NFL, so this is not the same thing with Ray Rice, where the NFL really didn't do anything and all of that.
Right.
But still, you know, on the run, when they find him, he will be arrested. This video is incontrovertible. I mean, you look at the video and there's no justification, explanation. I don't know what he's going to say.
There's no trial here.
There's no trial.
There's no trial.
There's no trial. Yeah. Okay. We are going to radically change gears.
Yes.
And we're going to pat ourselves on the collective back because we were right. We were right.
I love being right.
About Kim and Pete.
They are dating. We got photos of them out and about in Palm Springs. We know that they've been there at Chris's vacation home.
Ah,
there.
But you should explain.
So they are holding hands.
Pete flew out from New York to Palm Springs to be not just with Kim, but with her mom.
For his birthday.
And Flava Flav.
Yeah.
Flava Flav. Do not forget Flav.
Because he loves Flava Flav. And Kim thought it would be such a good idea to like surprise Pete for his birthday.
So Pete's girlfriend said, what can I get him?
Yep.
What can I get him for his birthday?
Flava Flav.
It's Flava Flav, complete with a clock that he gave to Pete.
And pretended like he's never given it to anybody else in his life.
Well, I'm wondering, did he actually give Pete this clock to keep? Because I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Because that would be awesome. That would be something that completely
different.
Oh, I thought
he was just wearing it to like wear it.
I feel
like
Flav had one on also. Yes. So Flav had his own on and he had one for Pete also.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's an incredible gift.
It really is. You know what I also love? They were all wearing Skims.
I'm guessing Kim paid for that.
Yeah. They were all wearing Skims. Pete Davidson was in Skims. He was in Skims PJs. Like, he's full in the Kardashians now, and I think it's so crazy.
See, that's where they're maybe diving in a little too fast here. It's
that they're already, like, with the family and wearing it.
Not just with the family, but you bring him into the fold in terms of hawking her stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're...
Personal question. Just a quick aside. How quickly do you bring someone... around your family?
If you're Kim Kardashian, fast.
But why?
Because
why?
Her family are her friends. Make,
yeah, because her mom's like, if it's a friend as much.
But as a guy, it's still the mom. Like, if you're still meeting her mom, isn't that weird?
She's relaxed and cool.
Here's the thing. These are celebrities.
Yeah.
There is a game in Hollywood that people don't like to talk about, but the game is publicity. That as long as you are relevant and front and center, that's a win. And when you are photographed with Kim and Chris and Flava Flav, and it's fun.
It is, and it's great. It's great.
And they release it, which was all pre-planned. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the game of Hollywood.
But all right, so that's the Hollywood side of it. But just on the relationship side of it, if you're Pete, does it give you a little pause, like, oh God, I got to be in with the whole family
already? Well, it makes me wonder if he's already met Chris. Has he met her kids?
Well, but we already know that he's met Courtney, right? Because we saw them hanging out.
Oh, right, at, was it?
Not Spare Farm.
No offense. I think there's a better question than yours.
Oh.
Well, please, have at it.
I think there's a better question.
It's always about one-upping, right?
Well, hold on. I think there's a better question than how soon do you meet the mom? I think the question is, how soon do Chris and Kim ask Pete to be on the reality show?
Oh, soon, because they had to take Travis Scott off, so they got to do something.
That's dicey. You don't do that.
Why is that dicey?
You don't do that. Because that's...
Why? Because they're all NBC.
That's more permanent. And also, whatever they shoot now, That's not going to be on for what?
Yeah, but none of the guys left.
Not yet. Exactly. Miles Teller was on the show before.
I know, but you're going to shoot something, right?
Miles
Austin.
What?
Miles Austin was on the Keeping the Kardashians when she used to date him, the football
player.
I don't even remember that.
Okay. I totally don't remember
really?
But the point is, once you shoot that now you have to, there's pressure to be with the person when it actually airs.
No.
So you're going to shoot it, and then
it's
6 months from now,
TV.
When
they're
it airs.
It's good TV. They're about ratings, Charles.
Well,
Kanye's, you see the breakup unfold.
Kanye's going to be on it.
Yeah. Travis Barker's going to be on it. He's friends
right.
with Travis
see,
Barker.
That's why you don't even jump. Like, no. No,
how
no, no, no,
long
no, no.
until...
I think that it's already been discussed.
Well, when is P going to do something about it on SNL? He has to bring it up.
They have
to do something. It's so weird that they haven't done it yet.
I was shocked they didn't bring it up last week.
Me
I
too,
was shocked.
Because Colin Jost had to bring it up with Scarlett Johansson. They have to
they
do it.
Have
and
to
especially
do it.
Since Flavor Flav is now in the picture, they have to
do it.
What if this is all fake and it's for the last Saturday Night Live where they do like a Jokes on You type thing?
Well, that would be a...
That would be a long
extreme
joke. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
mean,
a long play.
So anyway, we should say that he left Palm Springs today and they're holding hands. So they're together. I mean, they're a couple.
It's mind-blowing.
They're a couple. They are a couple.
Now that, and I hate to go here, but now that this relationship has taken a whole other level
of seriousness,
I'm kind of worried about Kanye. Like, he's going to see these photos. He's going
to
see Kim. Like, you can't turn a blind eye
to
at this
see
point.
Your ex holding hands with someone else.
I'm sorry, Kim had to do it to see with
you're
Irina
right.
Shayk.
You're absolutely right. I'm not saying that she's doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that for Kanye, it's a moment.
It's hard.
Yeah. Well,
it's hard. But that's
she
life,
already
man.
Had to do it
Everyone's
with him. So
on.
Here's your turn.
Exactly.
Okay. We're moving on because this is, I'll tell you, there have been some horrific things this week.
Mm-hmm.
Young Dolph is one of them. Wow.
Yes. The shooting and killing of Young Dolph in Memphis, and that community is reeling. And the latest thing is that you have people in front of the cookie store where he was. And they are there for a memorial. There's a makeshift memorial set up for Young Dolph. And while people are standing there, in the middle of the day, they hear gunshots ring out again. And you see everyone scrambling. The police who are there on the scene, they get in their cars. They're driving off. It turns out there was another shooting less than half a mile away from the cookie store.
And somebody got hit?
And police apprehended. Someone was hit. I don't know if it was a fatality, but police did apprehend the suspects. But man, that community is going through it. And you know, police don't have suspects in custody
but
yet,
it
but
sure
they do
seems
have
it was targeted.
The surveillance video, right?
Yes,
at
they
the
have
car.
The images from the surveillance video of the two men who got out of a white Mercedes and opened fire on this cookie store.
Well, not the cookie store. On him.
On him, yeah.
It was very targeted.
Right.
Also,
my point
the way,
is they were
like
standing
holding,
right outside the cookie store.
Holding like an assault rifle, too.
And
which
eight,
was
one guy
an
had
an
AK-47.
Oh, an AK-47.
It was
and
a
one guy
massive
had a pistol.
Gun.
Right.
Yeah.
And so nobody else in the cookie shop was hurt other than
Young Dolph.
And if you have an AK-47 and you open fire in some place and you only hit one person, you are
targeting
that
person. Yes. And so they escaped. There is some video, some surveillance video. We put some photos up on the website of the two people. And we also got video
this is so sad.
Yeah.
So I just think the whole reason that Dolph was in Memphis, his hometown, was to do a charity. He does an annual turkey giveaway. He was on his way to go do that. And I think to this point, it's the last video we've seen of Dolph alive.
It was literally a minute before.
Before he went to the cookie store, he stopped to fill up. And it's video of him.
Right across the street from the cookie store.
Yes. So he's at a gas station. He's filling up his Corvette. And then right after that, we know he went to the cookie store. And that's when he was shot and killed. So it's just...
It sounds to me like... When he went to the gas station, he was being followed by that Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just waiting to see where
he
went.
And unfortunately... he does this event every year. So if they were targeting, they would know that he's going to be in town. And his car is a camouflage-wrapped Corvette.
You can't miss it.
You really can't miss it. So, Yeah, I would imagine at that point they were already watching him when he's getting the gas.
Right.
It's and so then sad. He has two young kids, and here he is trying to do something like really good for the community. And also, by the way, like he always promoted this specific cookie shop, trying to like get them business, and would post about them, like saying nice things.
He was there last week and posted a video about how awesome the cookies were.
And now there's a GoFundMe for the cookie shop as well. And of course, there's that other shooting that happened there today. It's just really unfortunate.
Okay, 36 years old, man.
Yeah, it's horrible. We're going to move on to Britney Spears. So, look, Britney Spears is a free woman right now. And the judge pulled the plug in the conservatorship, as you all know. However, what you may not know is that the judge had a conversation. And as far as I know, this conversation was not public in the sense that we didn't know about this from a court document or anything else. But during the some hearing, and maybe this was, you know, in chambers or whatever, the judge wanted to make sure that Britney was going to be okay because she's been under this conservatorship for almost 14 years. There's been a lot of, you know, medical evaluations where they say she's got mental issues. Mm-hmm. And so the judge, I think, just didn't want to say, okay, I'm pulling the plug. That's it. The judge wanted to make sure there was some post-conservatorship plan so that she was being taken care of.
And kind of like an easy transition.
Right.
So we know some of the suggestions or recommendations that were on this document, and they're pretty interesting.
But hold on. We should just say this document wasn't filed with the court. It was circulated among the various people who are going to be responsible for, you know, helping Britney, like Jodie Montgomery, who is going to stay on, even though she's no longer the personal conservator, she's going to stay on helping Britney.
It's called, we'll call them Team Britney. Team Britney.
Oh, okay. Fair point. And Jody actually worked with medical professionals while coming up with this list. And it's something that the judge also wanted and, you know, to make sure that Britney was safe during
safety
this transition.
Net. Right.
Exactly. So some of the things that were on this list was, number one, there was concerns about Britney driving. We know that there's been some incidents where Britney has had issues being behind the wheel, specifically in September, kind of towards the end of September. She was going over 20 miles per hour.
20 miles over the speed limit.
She was going
62 in a 40 zone.
Cops had pulled her over.
You can't say 60 in a 40 when it is 62. It makes a difference to the police.
Not to me. I would still get a ticket. I can't believe that she got out of this ticket.
Courtney. She just got
Courtney
a warning.
Just got away with
Please.
A warning. I have got a ticket before for going 20 over.
You're not getting a ticket.
I did. This cop did not like me.
I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, he also gave me my warning before I got that ticket, but that's another story.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Oh my God. But I still got a ticket eventually.
So this time he gave you a warning because you had your eyelashes.
So for this specific incident, Britney just got a warning from police. However, this incident was told to Jodie Montgomery, who was the personal conservator.
Somebody involved in Team Britney said to me, look, it's no secret. She's a bad driver.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one of the things that they kind of mentioned. The second thing is stay away from drugs and alcohol. Don't have any kind of, you know, don't consume any of these.
Obviously, she had been to rehab multiple times. Sure. It's an issue. So that was a valid concern.
And then the third one is basically just like a medical recommendation saying stay on top of your medications. Make sure that you're regularly going to therapy and you're on top of your appointments. So just making sure that she continues with all these important things as she's now in charge of her own life.
So none of this is binding on Britney. There's nothing they can do to order her to do any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. If Britney wants to drive, nobody's going to stop her. If she wants to drink, nobody's going to stop her because she's a free person right now. Mm-hmm. These are recommendations. And that's interesting because they're recommendations. And then the issue is, how do you broach that with somebody? You know what I mean?
But also, she doesn't want to be back into that conservatorship.
No.
So I would hope that she's taking
she would take it seriously. Yeah.
But
the point is
the psychology of that's interesting.
She is not under the conservatorship now. She has spoken.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, but Charlie's saying, what if it
She doesn't want to go back. She doesn't want to go back, so she's going to try and abide by these.
So is it bad psychology to raise that? Like if Jodie Montgomery says to her, look, you don't want to do that because this could trigger another concern. I mean, that's kind of a dicey thing to say.
It's a dicey thing because to Britney, that may come across as a threat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of does.
Are you threatening me? Guess what? You're fired.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the people who are supposed to be the safety net get booted out. So it is a delicate thing and how they would discuss any of this stuff with her. I don't have the answer to that. I don't know how you bring it up.
I don't think they have the answer
yet. But she also does, I think, she trusts Jodie, probably her professional opinion.
Because she was always fine with Jodie. Wasn't that always the thing? She was fine with Jodie, just wanted her dad out.
That's why she kept her on board, right?
Yes,
post-conservatorship?
Yes, but Mm-hmm. Brittany is a very strong-willed individual.
Yeah.
And has very strong, clear views on what she wants. So you're not dealing with a wallflower here. You are dealing with somebody who has real strong views on how she wants to live her life.
And just got all her power back.
That's
she
right.
Feels, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So it's dicey.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, hit it.
Travis Scott, Astroworld? Or do we want to go Gunther?
Gunther.
You love Gunther, Charlie.
Oh my gosh.
Give us some Gunther.
You guys, this is the best story of the week. So Gunther the Sixth is selling his mansion in Miami, which was once owned by Madonna. It's listed for $31 million. However,
Gunther the Sixth, is he royalty?
That's what I thought this morning.
You guys, he's a German shepherd.
Mind blown.
German royalty.
He really is. God. I mean, even look at the name, his name.
Okay, so this is wild. Back in 1992, there was this lady that was like super loaded named Carlota Liebenstein, and she had like an insane fortune.
I think we're talking almost $500 million.
Yeah. Jeez. And so instead of leaving any money to family, which it's unclear if she even had any family that she knew of, she left to her dogs.
I think I'm related.
I know. Yeah. Can I be related?
My last name is actually Liebenstein, yeah. And I changed it to Latibodier.
So anyway. The great thing is that she left the money to the dogs, and then the dogs would have their offspring. So the money just carried down, and like each dog would like inherit this fortune.
Because they had a trust. That's and the trust is basically established so that the dog or the dog's offspring will get will get the principal or will get the interest from this trust.
So it was actually Gunther the Sixth great grandpa, Gunther the Third, who initially inherited this.
The money.
And we know, by the way, do we know what happened? Gunther the Fourth and Fifth, have they passed?
I think they've passed.
They have with passed. Us?
So
R.I.P.
So one of the assets in the trust is this incredible house that Madonna used to own.
Yeah, and it's for sale for $31 million.
No,
but
no, not only $43 million. $47 million, I think.
Wait, no,
that's 31. No, I think it is 30.
Said no, on the show no, when they had
it's
me change
40.
It.
Hardly. No, we changed it.
I think it's 30 something.
It's 31.75.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Because I said what you said in the morning show, and they had me change it.
Well, no, I saw it in the. And we put that in the post.
You wrote the post.
Well, I got the information from the information
you guys,
that I got.
By the way, the post also had that it was only $500,000, not $500 million. So Drew also updated that earlier.
Anyway,
it was a whole
numbers aside. Beautiful mansion in Miami. My favorite part of the story is that Gunther doesn't just hang out in this house. Gunther sleeps in the same bedroom that Madonna used to sleep in.
How? Oh my God.
That's his bedroom. Like,
so does the dog have a butler and a maid?
Oh, we know for a fact that this dog has a chef that like makes these amazing home cooked meals for him. And by the way, has a private
maybe
jet.
The chef could make you lunch.
The dog has a private jet. The dog has a private jet, goes to Milan a lot.
And the Bahamas.
I've
and the
never Bahamas. Even been to the Milan or Bahamas.
No,
I know.
It's not the Milan.
I know. We'll see. This dog is more cultured than I am.
That's true.
Oh, that is
which
true.
Is really sad.
Very,
right?
I have a question. Does it make you feel a little bit better that it's a German Shepherd rather than like a Pomeranian? If this was like a Pomeranian, aww, wouldn't that be so annoying to you?
No. I mean, I think just a dog in general, like, getting that much money is kind of annoying.
Okay. Hey, real quick, I just want to say something. So these Astroworld lawsuits have gotten ridiculous. I mean, now there's a new one where somebody is filing for $2
billion.
$2 billion.
That you're saying that the number is...
Yeah.
I just want to clarify what you were saying. Obviously, the people...
Yeah, no,
we
it's not about
there are
going to
be lawsuits. Not that the lawsuits
saying,
themselves
I'm
are ridiculous.
I'm saying the lawyers who are
the
doing
lawyers,
this.
Yes.
That the lawyers are...
Seizing the opportunity.
Well, here's what it is. And this is just my opinion on this. But it's like, okay, somebody filed a $750 million lawsuit.
That was earlier this week.
And the idea is, oh my God, if they filed, I mean, because obviously that lawyer would like more clients, because the more clients, the more the lawyer gets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then.
Well, hold on, you're missing something. They also get headlines.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, but
they
have their name out. The headlines then will attract other clients.
Right. I know that's what you're getting at. I'm saying that. So we had earlier this week the $750 million one, which we all said, wow, that is
insane,
huge, and that's going to have an impact on Travis Scott.
Okay, and now we get to what
and
I
now,
call ridiculous.
Yes, the latest one is...
Another lawyer
has filed one for 200 victims and is filing for $2 billion.
That's...
So what they're doing is they're trying to say, no, go with me. No, go with me.
I'll get you more money.
Yeah, well, right? look at how much money... Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and
that's what it feels
like.
This
guy knows that, I would imagine, that you file a lawsuit for $2 billion... You're going to get a lot of headlines. A lot of people are going to read your name as the attorney who's filed it. And then, like you said, that gets you more clients.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in this lawyer's head. And, you know, maybe he's saying, look, I'm trying to avenge what happened here. And that maybe, but all I'm saying is,
that number.
You're a lawyer. Do you think that's really in his head?
I know the way the game works.
Yeah, exactly.
It's publicity.
It's all about publicity.
You can sue for whatever number you want. All right, you can sue for whatever number you want. That doesn't mean you're most likely not going to get anywhere near it.
Charles,
so you pick a number that's going to get you the big headline. It's going to get you more clients, and will get you more money. Get you more money for your firm.
Suppose he gets $100 million for everybody, much less than $2 billion.
Sure.
When you look at $100 million, if they settle the case, a lot of lawyers will take a third of the settlement. So that lawyer could get $33 million just even if he said $2 billion. This is becoming almost like a game where lawyers, almost the second something happens, they
jump on it. You guys know what they can.
This may sound a little disgusting, but it's free advertising in a way for them.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not sort of. It is.
It is.
It is.
It's free advertising. I'm going to file a lawsuit for $5 billion.
And then everybody's going to report it. And that guy, so God knows where the next one is, right?
His face
right.
And names everywhere.
Okay. So you can listen to our podcast just about anywhere in the world you want, right?
Spotify, Google, wherever you get podcasts.
We're also on YouTube.
And YouTube as well.
Did you say podcast?
No. Podcast.
Podcast.
It's like a
Courtney is struggling today.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.